This is the Composer's Datebook for June 28th. I'm John Zeck. A decidedly unpolitically correct opera had its premiere at London's Covent Garden on today's date in 1905, entitled L'Oracolo, or The Oracle, by the Italian composer Franco Leoni. Here's a witty one-sentence praise C of the opera prepared by Nicholas Slonimsky for his chronology Music Since 1900. L'Oracolo, an opera in one long act dealing with multiplex villainy in San Francisco's Chinatown, wherein a wily opium den keeper kidnaps the child of the uncle of a girl he covets, kills her young lover, and is in the end strangled by the latter's father, with a local astrologer delivering remarkably accurate oracles, an Italianate score tinkling with tiny bells, booming with deep gongs, and bubbling with orientalistic pentatonicisms. Another wag described L'Oracolo as Puccini and water, suggesting that if Puccini were whiskey, Leone's music was definitely a less potent brew. Nevertheless, the 1905 premiere of L'Oracolo starred the great Italian baritone Antonio Scotti, who apparently enjoyed depicting the evil opium dealer Chim Fenn. Scotti sang the role at the Met in 1915 and even in San Francisco in the 20s. But when a touring Italian opera company announced a performance of L'Oracolo in San Francisco in 1937, the city's Asian residents protested, demanding that they cut the most racially offensive scenes, or better yet, stage a different opera altogether. A compromise was reached whereby the house manager preceded the performance with a speech, assuring the capacity audience that the opera's locale and action were pure fiction and bore no resemblance to San Francisco's Chinatown, past or present. For more on all kinds of operas, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.